I'm John Osier with a Plenty to Be Thankful For If You Look at Things a Certain Way edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Pete from Jacksonville writes, zone, 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 zone. That was not progress. In fact, that was awful. Pete, 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 Pete. You're right. We can praise the defense. That unit played winning football against the Colts on Sunday, and it wasn't awful. But with that offensive performance, no, after that, at 1-10, we can't talk about progress. Now, Clay from Jacksonville writes, hey, Ozone, have you seen the new in-stadium video featuring those really cool graphics and that high-tech modern music that all the kids are listening to? Pretty cool, huh?
I got a dirty mind, I got filthy ways, I'm trying to bathe my age in your Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm irreverent, I be reverent, I be so...
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, Natalie from San Jose, California writes, seriously, John, give me one thing that has improved from last season. Well, we'll stick to the obvious. Pass rush. 33 sacks. That's the most since 2007. With five games remaining, that's significant and impressive. And it's why the offensive struggles are so, so, so frustrating. Now, Dave from Mandarin writes, hey, Zone, sticking it to the man? Yeah, no doubt.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Now, Tiny Tim from Tiptoe Through the Tulips writes, is it just me, or does the offense seem to be regressing? Well, it's not just you. This is a common refrain, and yes, the productivity has dropped. The Colts stacked the line on Sunday, took away Denard Robinson, blitzed, and made Blake Bortles and Jed Fish beat them in the passing game. If that's the blueprint, it's up to the Jaguars to figure out a way to beat it. They couldn't do that on Sunday. Now, Hank from Lone Star Road writes, hey, Zone, Thanksgiving Thursday. What are you thankful for? Nothing. Now, Leo from Lakeland, Florida writes, Blake Bortles, boom or bust? Well, he hasn't boomed, but he's not a bust. He's not scared, and he's not fragile either. He's a young quarterback learning the NFL and struggling right now. How to judge him? With what's going on around him? I don't honestly know yet. Now, Chris from Toronto writes, hey, Zone, it's November. Christmas? Already? Now, Christian from Titusville writes, I read all summer that this guy or that guy gave us the best chance to win. I'm here to tell you, that O-line gives us no chance to win. Well, after Sunday, I can't argue. Blake Bortles was under far too much pressure, particularly when the Colts blitzed. That's happened too often this season. That's a major question that needs major answering in the offseason. Jeff from San Jose writes, Zone, Turkey Day.
Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey and I take a nap.
What? Scott from Joynton Creek writes, Zone, does it bother you that after 2 years of sort of thinking that was a turkey on your head, you're starting to realize it's actually an owl? No. Alan from Duval writes, Zone, shouldn't I, as a fan of this team, have a right to expect more? Shouldn't I be frustrated? Yes, you should. Clay from Jacksonville writes, hey, Zone, a couple of questions back, I asked about the cool new in-stadium video with those cool graphics and the music all the kids were listening to. You didn't seem that impressed. What up? You got something cooler?
I got a dirty mind, I got filthy ways, I'm trying to bathe my age in your Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm irreverent, I be reverent, I be so far, we don't give a fuck, Welcome to the danger zone, step into the fantasy, you are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut, maybe it's because your boy Yeezy get the light.